You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Well, here's a story I was not expecting to do this morning. Just weeks before Mayor-elect Mamdani takes the reins at City Hall, serious talk now of Staten Island seceding from New York City. Let's get this live from our Glenn Chuck.
So we'll be talking about the 4 boroughs going forward. Well, Zohran Mamdani's big win last month, of course, only 23% of Staten Islanders voted for the now mayor-elect. So secession talk is back, and residents say they're tired of being the forgotten borough.
I think there's a number of people on Staten Island who want to pursue the secession question and determine the future of Staten Island in a very short order.
That is the voice of Borough President Vito Fasella, who tells 1010 Winds they have their reasons.
We talk about different things that happen across New York City. We don't want them. We get things we don't want, and we don't get things that we do want. So at what point do we say enough is enough?
Of course, though, if Staten Island secedes, it would mean they would lose all their city resources. If you've heard this story before, well, yeah, a lot. In fact, a major time in 1993, there was a referendum where 65% of Staten Islanders did vote to secede, but state lawmakers in Albany never voted on it. We'll see how this plays out. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Today is the day we could find out who will replace Timothy Cardinal Dolan as head of the New York Archdiocese.
Bishop Ronald Hicks is the name under consideration to succeed Timothy Cardinal Dolan here in New York, according to my sources. Hicks, like Pope Leo, is from Illinois, although, according to reports, the two only met in 2024 when the Pope was a cardinal speaking at a Chicago parish. Hicks taught in Chicago Catholic schools, then went on to run a program for abandoned children in El Salvador. He's also said to be supportive of the Latin Mass. Cardinal Dolan was required to put in his retirement papers when he turned 75 earlier this year. He's been at the helm of the New York Archdiocese since 2009. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Come January 4th, the cost to ride the subways and buses in the city will be rising to $3, and that could happen again just 1 year later. The MTA board signed off on a $21 billion budget, but that relies in part on a 4% fare and toll increase in 2027. Part of the reason, MTA Chairman Jen Oliber explained, is because they delayed implementing the 2026 fare hike, which was supposed to have happened this past August. He says that could technically result in an increase 2 years later in 2027. New Jersey's incoming governor floating a reverse congestion pricing plan, at least for when folks attend next year's FIFA World Cup.
What kind of approval Mikey Sherrill would need to enact a toll isn't clear, but what is clear is how on board she seems to be, with people coming into New Jersey from New York to enjoy a soccer game and paying a toll to do so.
Is that a real possibility, reverse congestion pricing?
For FIFA? Yeah, certainly.
The governor-elect also has a message for Mayor-elect Mamdani, who said he was so excited that, quote, we are hosting 8 World Cup games next summer.
With all due respect to Mayor-elect Mamdani, maybe he doesn't know where the games are going to be played, because that's going to be in New Jersey.
The festivities will include a fan zone at Liberty State Park. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
City Comptroller Brad Lander is out with an audit on city school buses, and it shows big problems.
Services remain poor and disproportionately harm students with special needs.
Including 99% of routes deemed too long or with too many stops by bus drivers for students with disabilities. Lander says there were 150,000 complaints against city school buses, including 14,000 about buses that were no-shows. The report also found that the Department of Education failed to collect more than $42 million from bus company violations. In a statement, the DOE telling CBS2, they always investigate any and all complaints thoroughly and hold all individuals accountable for any major issues. Well, separately, there's a beef brewing between the MTA and the union representing city bus dispatchers. Philip Valenti, president of TWU Local 106 Bus Dispatchers Union, telling CBS2 the agency's $90 million bus command center is not working.
They can't even communicate with the bus operators right now. So the bus operators really have nobody supervising at some point on certain bus routes. But of course, if there's a problem on the bus, there's a fight, there's an accident, whatever, this leads to long delays.
MTA Chairman Jen Oliber disagrees.
There's GPS, and other technologies that enable us to see how buses are moving. And so we are using technology rather than digging in even more deeply into the old-fashioned system of handing someone stand on a street corner.
He adds that they're working on bettering communication between buses and the command center, and he stressed that riders do not need to be concerned about their safety. The man convicted in a fatal shooting near Barclays Center shows no remorse as he learned his fate.
Staten Island man Stephen Vargas was shot to death 8 years ago. His killer, Matthew Passaro, received 25 years to life, and then shocked the courtroom, telling the judge he would commit the murder again. Marie Manchu and Liz Perez, Stephen Vargas' sisters, holding back tears.
A human person is not human to do anything the way he killed my brother.
Like he said, if I have to do it again, I would do it again.
He doesn't have any remorse.
While his sisters didn't get an apology, they're eager that justice finally has been served.
I'm going to bury him with my mother and my dad. I know that he's there with my mom now, and that's what's important.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD asking for help identifying suspects in a string of muggings in Brooklyn. This was in Bed-Stuy, East New York, and Highland Park between Black Friday and Sunday, December 7th. You can see surveillance images on the Crime Stoppers X page. An outspoken local critic of the Trump immigration policy wins a court fight over the right for members of Congress to see firsthand what's going on in Lower Manhattan.
When Congressman Dan Goldman gets back from D.C., he says he's heading straight to 26 Federal Plaza.
That detention facility has already been found to be unconstitutional by a judge. I'm going to take the very first opportunity I have to go inspect it myself to see exactly what is going on behind there.
Previously, Congressman Goldman says he showed up at 26 Federal Plaza but was denied entry. And now he's sending this message to immigrant New Yorkers.
We are opening up our team and our office to combat this dragnet and do everything that we possibly can.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.